Chief Rodney Schmidt of the High Level Fire Department joins us on the line. Chief, thank you very much for joining us. High Level Fire Department had some guests recently from Australia and New Zealand. How did the visit go?
It was a very by chance visit. Ran into them in downtown High Level. They were on a break. Introduced ourselves firefighters are always a brotherhood, sisterhood across the world. It really doesn't matter where it is. And we got to talking, and we said, hey, come on over for a visit. And ended up well over an hour visit at the fire station of them visiting our hall and showing them around and sharing some stories and trading some patches and that kind of stuff. So it was a really good visit with the crews. And it's always nice to have, international firefighters in the community helping out.
I know it's a little bit of a different branch on the tree because you guys are the town's fire department. They're, I know, battling the Simu complex fire, in other words, the wildfires. You mentioned it's kind of the same brotherhood and sisterhood. How welcome did they feel and how privileged did you feel welcoming them?
Very much so. There's a lot of similarities, actually, between Australia and Canada on how their fire services operate, and certainly with the high-level fire department specifically, because we have the Wildland Urban Interface team, and we do a lot of work with Alberta Wildfire on wildland fires every year. We get to know these departments and these firefighters really, really well. Australia itself, a lot of their firefighters. Their wildfire firefighters are also structural firefighters in the rural areas of Australia. So they do both jobs kind of similar to what we do. So there's still a lot of similarities. They have fire engines, they have fire gear just like we do, but they still do wildland fire response as well. So their ability to come over and help us is always welcome. This is not their first time in our region. In fact, some of them we saw at our station were here last year during the Bassett fire. So it was kind of a bit of a reintroduction from last year. But the similarities between the services there's quite a few. It was nice for us to, kind of compare notes on how they do things and how we do things and what our fire apparatus are like compared to their fire apparatus and so on.
Yeah, that's a good point you bring up here, Chief. How much of a networking session was this from both parties? In other words, how much maybe was learned perhaps of some new techniques that have been brought forward to share with your brother and sisterhood?
Yeah, we always get a chance to share stories and, like I said, compare notes on what some of the, different types of equipment that we use. I mean, it was a short visit, so we didn't get to compare a lot of notes, but it was, going through the fire apparatus, our fire apparatus in North America are very different from theirs, especially in rural Australia. Our water supplies are a lot larger here than what they have there, and the way we fight fires in Canada, especially on the wildfire side, is a little bit different than what they do in Australia, as the topography and the fuels are much different. So, there's lots of similarities, yet there's some differences. So, it's always a good chance to trade ideas back and forth, and we learn from each other each time we go. As I said before, this is at least the third time I've worked with Australian crews in my career up in High Level, and they bring a lot of expertise, and because their management systems are very similar to Canada's, they just fit in really, really well with us here.
I think that will work just fine. I appreciate this. Chief Rodney Schmidt of the High Level Fire Department. Sir, I appreciate your time. Thank you very much.
Anytime. Appreciate it. Thanks.